Good morning. This is Peter Meyerson at Radio Entrepreneurs, sitting in for the inimitable Jeffrey Davis and assisting me or participating with me, because I view him as a partner here, is David Soper of Wicked Local Marketing. Did I get the name right this time?
You did.
Okay. Sometimes I do things right. And we are sitting in the offices of the University of Massachusetts Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship in Fall River. And we are very thankful to them for hosting us this week. And it is a really lovely facility. And today we are happy to have as a guest Latonia Francois.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Latonia.
Hello.
And her business is called Let's Write Life.
Yes.
So do you want to tell us about your life and then about Let's Write Life?
Yes. All right. So, like as you mentioned, my name's Latonia Francois, and I'm the owner, the trailblazing owner. Everybody, like, it's a name I have titled and
that's
coined
probably
myself
good enough,
with.
You know.
Yep, trailblazing owner of Let's Write Life. I'm a mom. I have two daughters. I have a husband, and I am launching, or I have launched, Let's Write Life to be, or the business is my way of inspiring people through my story of how I overcame depression and changed the course of my life through some specific and unique journaling techniques that really helped me improve my life.
Well, that gives us about four questions to ask. So, you know, what's your journey and what are your techniques and what did you do before?
All right. So for the last, as soon as I graduated college, I had started my own business called H&L Imprints. It's a design company. I went to school for business and did what I learned to do.
So you're an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I ran the business for the last 9 years. And when I became pregnant with my first daughter, there was a lot of stuff going on in the background of my life that I realized I needed to change, and it had to do with my silent struggle with depression. And I was out of work due to the pregnancy, and I spent a lot of that time just really reflecting and thinking about how can I get rid of this depression once and for all, because I had been dealing with it in the background of my life for years. And I finally came to a point where I just wanted to end it. And so that kind of began
this
journey.
You mean end the depression?
End the depression.
I mean, you say end,
yeah.
That's,
well, yeah. It was kind of...
That serious?
Yeah, it was kind of on the brinks of ending it all, literally. Like, I was so depressed that I didn't really see the value in living my life anymore. And with the baby on the way, I knew I needed to start to change that. I didn't want to be at such a tough stage in my life. So that's kind of what started to prompt me to think about changing the course of my life. I didn't really know at the time journaling was going to be the tool.
Okay.
But it became that.
So how did you change your life?
How does that what's the unique and dynamic technique of this writing style that you've come up with?
So
is it trademarked or anything like that, or?
Not yet. That's a good idea. So for me, journaling, let me see. I'm trying to see where should I start. So journaling for me, my story really begins with me just doing my own self-discovery. So I have been journaling for a long, long time, and for the most part, I've always journaled to vent. What I realized once I wanted to change my life around, I kind of compare it to an eat, pray, love scenario, where I was trying to just pinpoint different ways I could find out how to not carry on this depression. And I had always journaled. Then a memory came to me of my daughter's birthday that had just passed. And the memory triggered such a joyful point for me that it made me realize what was really important in my life. And before, I didn't have a pinpoint for that. And so once I realized what that pinpoint was, I started to change my journaling into something that I could continue to create sources of joy in my life. Now, at the time, I didn't realize I was gonna have to face a lot of things when I decided I wanted to start changing my life around. Things like facing my fears, going back into my past and dealing with people that I had tried to avoid confronting for so many years. I kind of went into this just thinking, you know what, I just want to be happy. I want to just start there, and didn't know what that happiness was going to cost me until I started this journey. And so when I started Let's Write Life, that's what I had gone through so much and faced so many things and learned so much along the way that when I started Let's Write Life and trying to share my story with others, I was sharing with them this journey. So it's really the journey I took, the way I realized when I looked at my old journals that I didn't want to waste any more energy into things in my life and in my past that I couldn't change. I used to just write and vent and use energy being angry and negative and just letting my journaling be a outlet, but I wasn't letting it be a empowerment source, a solution to actually helping me change the course of my life. So instead of letting it be a venting mechanism, it became an empowerment mechanism, and I changed the way I would journal. I would change things I would journal about. I would change how I would incorporate journaling into my life every day. Instead of journaling just be a place to write and express myself about the way I was feeling, I turned it into a place where I would let it be my writing as a way of capturing my journey I was on and the things I planned to do, almost like writing forward. I changed it into a forward-thinking solution, and that's what I teach, that's what I share to help others change their writing while also changing their mindset at the same time.
I mean, it sounds like a very positive kind of approach you've got.
Yeah.
How do you teach other people this methodology, and how did you start the business?
So when I first started the business, I started on YouTube. This is why I say the business started unplanned. I started on YouTube with my own journey, and I realized having the videos was helping me see myself from an outside point of view, which was helping me hear what it was that I was facing. And so when I started to share people about how I overcame depression, because people would be like, wow, Latonya, you're so happy, you're so confident, you're so this, you're so that. And to me, it was just kind of like, it's just because I know what I didn't know before. And so I started to share my story with people. I would send them to my YouTube videos, and then I would just speak as a speaker here and there.
How did you get the speaking engagement?
Oh, well.
That was going to be my...
Places that I felt needed to hear my story. I literally just started going to nonprofits. I started to contact some mental health institutions where I knew there was people who were depressed. Because depression exists out there, but they're just like you people. It exists in people like you and I. It's not something you just see on the surface, because people would look at me and never knew the depths of my pain when I'm home behind closed doors. And so I just went to the places that I knew were actively helping prevent suicide and depression and just started there. And then when I was teaching the classes, I felt as though, because I didn't go to school to be a teacher and facilitate or be a speaker. I'm just a girl who was depressed, who loves journaling and has a story to impact the lives of others. So when I started to teach journaling, I could easily share my story, but I was feeling as though people would come with their own journals and kind of leave the way they came in still. Like, there was no concrete piece to it that I felt like I was leaving them with something. So that's kind of how the journaling piece kind of got more solidified in the business. So I design, and I used to do marketing. And so the best way for me to tell my story, I thought, was through the journals, because that's pretty much what I've been writing in for all my life. So I decided to write my story in a journal, and last year I published my first guided journal called The Best of Me. So I use this journal to be a guide for students, and I teach off of this. It's my base, my foundation for the curriculum that I use. So when people come to my workshops, the journal is included, so they can read my story. And then there's journaling activities in this journal. There's blank pages for writing, and there's also, no, there's line pages for writing, and then there's also blank pages for writing. So this journal is really the starting point for not only just journaling, but to start a new chapter for people to rewrite their lives, hear my story, and then begin a new journey of their own. It's like a journal that I made for people to explore all the ways you can journal, that it's not just writing, but that it's a visual thing, that it's a mindset thing, that it's a lifestyle thing. And then every time people leave my workshops, they're like, wow, I didn't know journaling was all this. I didn't know journaling could help me boost my confidence. I didn't know journaling could help me raise my self-esteem. I didn't know journaling could help me find the answers to questions about my past, which I had to do a lot. I had to really ask myself, why do I feel this way? Or why does this person hurt me so much? Why am I so affected by when this person hurts me so much? And I had to realize a lot of the answers to those questions had nothing to do with the people who were affecting me. It really had to do more with me and how much I cared and set boundaries for myself and how much I valued myself over what other people. So much goes into what I teach, but a lot of it starts in the Best of Me journal, which is the journal I launched last year.
This is great. Where can people find this, to purchase this journal or find out about you or this book?
Well, you can find out about me and the journal and all that I'm doing at letswritelife.com. So on there I have journals for sale. Actually, right now I'm in the process of launching the second edition of the Best of Me journal. So right now I have the website link up for pre-orders for people who have the journal already and they're ready to like go on that next chapter with me. The second edition of The Best of Me is up now at letswritelife.com. And then my hopes through the E4All program, which I'm a participant in, is that I'll have my website updated, because my goal is that when people come to letswritelife.com, they'll be able to see a lot of the journaling resources that I've created, because I have a lot on my Facebook page, a lot on my YouTube channel, a lot on Instagram, and right now I'm trying to work to consolidate everything so that when people are feeling down, and you know, everything's so digital now, that they can go online, they can see the resources, and then say, you know what, I want this journal to inspire me as I write and I learn online.
I mean, that's great. This is Peter Meyerson and David Soper for Radio Entrepreneurs, sitting here with a wonderful interview.
thank you.
From Latonia Francoise. Thank you. We'll be back after the next break. Thank you.